you're back at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I'm your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast brought to you by my independent film company, Rebel Pictures, and the Michigan Business Network. So I want to give a quick shout out to Jeffrey the Cleaner Mosier for helping produce and do all the sound editing and mixing on these, and Chris Holman for running the Michigan Business Network and having me be a part of that. And big thank you to Christian Bring It All today for running sound, recording it, and my good friend Anthony Tucker Amiriante for allowing us to come into his studio and record here. So he just waved everybody. So we're continuing the conversation with my new good friend DeQuinn Boykins, who's a local business owner. And you know, what were some things hurdle-wise that you went through that you would give some advice to somebody listening that's thinking about starting their own business, whatever it is?
Yeah, so one thing I want to say about that is make sure that if you're starting a business, if you have a job and you're starting a business, don't quit your job unless you just know that you're gonna have a lot of money, like have the amount of money that you're putting into your business. Because if you quit all of a sudden and your business goes sideways, then you may regret quitting your job. So if you're retired or you already have a lot of money, then it may not be an issue. But if you have a job and you're thinking to yourself, like, I'm not rich yet or whatever, sure, then it's probably a good idea to make sure that you're seeing results in your business before giving up your job.
I mean, that might sound basic to a lot of people, but I think there's the tendency to say, like, I believe in this. This is going to be successful, when you don't have that guarantee yet, you know? And I think there's a lot of folks that maybe kind of blindly jump into things. Just from a filmmaker standpoint and an actor standpoint, I know that from people doing independent projects that they have all the highest goals and dreams in the world, but when it comes to kind of the nuts and bolts of how they're going to put this together, they haven't really thought of that, and they don't see the tree from the forest. And then once the thing's completed, if they complete it, they have no energy or resources to market it or get it out to festivals or anything. So I think, yeah, that's a big thing, is like thinking, do I have some kind of a stable ground, you're saying, for opening this new venture, you know? Again, let's just let listeners know, you know, where they can go to get the app, the Lansing Area Shop Local app.
You can get the Lansing Area Shop Local app through Google Play or through the App Store on your iPhone at no charge. And all you have to do is type in Lansing Area Shop Local and the app will come up.
That's great. That's great. And again, where can people go to look up more about yourself and OneShare Media Group?
You can get more information about myself and OneShare Media Group through the website, www.lansingareashoplocal.com. Another thing to add to that is that we are hiring people. So if you have experience in sales, then you can go click on the upper right-hand corner of the website, and there's a menu that comes down, and there's a section that says careers. You go to the careers section, and you'll see a form, and you just fill the form out and submit it, and then we'll respond back to you. So
That's great, man, that you're able to, you know, potentially hire some people in the community. All those things kind of we always hear that with the Republicans a lot, is the trickle down effect. And it becomes kind of a trickle up effect, really, is when you have homegrown businesses with people in their, you know, said communities creating something together. So this app is really important for local business owners to have, for people that want to support local businesses, which I think is great. And now hiring people in the community. So I really think for all of us, the only way we're going to get through this economically is to kind of hunker down, support each other, support those local businesses. Whether you're in, you know, it's great if you're in mid-Michigan. I hope to see you, hope to talk with you 6 feet away with a mask on. But if you're not, you can do it in your own community, wherever that is. Support those local businesses, those mom and pop places. I understand if you love the chains, that's great. I could really give a shit about Chili's or whatever. And, you know, I think it's important that those local mom and pop places are able to sustain. And they're really the lifeblood of a community. So I want to give a quick shout out to Beth Sanford with Ruby's Paradise Salon, 2316 East Michigan Avenue. It's in between Hayford and Foster. She's been doing my hair for a long time. You wouldn't know it right now because I look like a roadie for the Marshall Tucker Band, but she usually does a great job on me. So, you know, at some point when I get my hair cut again, she's going to be there for about a week and a half sweeping up the hair off the floor because it's pretty long right now. But, you know, I think it is so important to support those businesses. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on. You know, is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners about yourself or about, you know, anything else before we go?
Sure. So if you are a business owner and you're listening to this podcast, then go ahead and visit the website, and there's information on there where you can look at all of the different plans that my business has to offer. And if you have questions about that, feel free to contact OneShare Media Group. You can go contact us at support@oneSharemedia.com. And if you don't have any questions, then you can feel free and like give it a try. Like, we offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So.
And I would like to suggest, before the weather turns, if you have questions for DeQuinn, you can go through the site and ask him, or you could get off your ass and maybe do some volunteering for the Pickup Lansing event, that the next one that we're going to be doing. So just check the Facebook for it. Pickup Lansing -movement. That's the group page. And even after the winter, I know we're going to be starting this back up again. So it'd be great if you wanted to come out, support your community. And even if you're not in Lansing, do a pickup, insert the name of your city or town, wherever you are, and start your own pickup campaign, which would be great. So thank you, DeQuinn, so much for coming on, man. Again, local business owner, the Lansing Area Shop local app. You can find it anywhere. Download it and look up his business, OneShare Media Group. Let's all of us support each other as a community. Thank you again to Christian and Tucker, and another great show for you to edit, Jeff. So big thank you to everybody. So this has been the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network. Enjoy the light, enjoy the night. It's later than you think.